Before we start the show, I want to recommend you check out Versify, a beautifully crafted poetry podcast from Nashville Public Radio, PRX, and the Porch Writers Collective. Every episode, they send a team of poets out to a neighborhood event. The poets gather stories from community members, then turn those stories into poems on the spot. They have a great new season out now, available at podcast.wpln.org, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, or wherever you listen.
Don't attempt to understand the modern poem, listen to it.
This is Interesting People Reading Poetry.
And it should be heard.
A show where artists and changemakers read a favorite poem and talk about what it means to them. I'm Brendan Sturmer.
In other words, if it ain't a pleasure, it ain't a poem.
Today's show, DJ Reka reads a poem by Audre Lorde. DJ Reka is a legendary New York City DJ and a pioneer of Bhangra music in North America. Her monthly party, Basement Bhangra, was a New York City nightlife institution. It ran from 1997 to the summer of 2017, making it one of the most influential and longest continuously running parties in New York City history. Audre Lorde was a 20th century American poet.
My name is DJ Reka. DJ Reka in the area. Whoa. New York in the area. Won't they see people in the area? I'm a DJ based in New York. I'm also an educator and activist. Litany for Survival by Audre Lorde. For those of us who live at the shoreline, standing upon the constant edges of decision, crucial and alone. For those of us who cannot indulge the passing dreams of choice, who live in doorways coming and going, in the hours between dawns, looking inward and outward, at once before and after, seeking a now that can breed futures, like bread in our children's mouths, so their dreams will not reflect the death of ours. For those of us who are imprinted with fear, like a faint line in the center of our foreheads, learning to be afraid with our mother's milk, for by this weapon, this illusion of some safety to be found, the heavy-footed hoped to silence us. For all of us, this instant and this triumph, we were never meant to survive. And when the sun rises, we are afraid it might not remain. When the sun sets, we are afraid it might not rise in the morning. When our stomachs are full, we are afraid of indigestion. When our stomachs are empty, we are afraid we may never eat again. When we are loved, we are afraid love will vanish. When we are alone, we are afraid love will never return. And when we speak, we are afraid our words will not be heard, nor welcomed. But when we are silent, we are still afraid. So it is better to speak, remembering we were never meant to survive. I think it's very important for people to gather in spaces, and I think creating space for community is the root of my work, and that speaks to not being silent and not being afraid. And there have been definite moments, charged moments, where people have been, people in my community have been upset about things, and gathering and dancing have been really important to create safe spaces when other spaces don't feel safe. One of the genres I'm most known for is Bhangra, which is a music that comes originally from Punjab, a region divided by India and Pakistan. I started Basement Bhangra in 1997 when I was an emerging DJ. There were a lot of in the South Asian music scene in New York City, there's a critical mass of that community, and I was getting directives to not play certain kinds of music, one being black music and one being Bhangra, because it alluded to attracting a certain lower socioeconomic factor within the South Asian community. So my idea for Basin Bhangra was to create a space that was welcoming and open for all, and musically welcoming, that embraced hip hop as well as Bhangra music. The original community of the people that came to the party were my own political community. I was doing activism work. And so the space became a community space as well as a dance space. I think when you're a person of color in these United States, you live with a certain amount of fear all the time. And I think when you're a queer person, you feel the same. Fear manifests differently for different people. Dancing, I hope to create a space, at least temporarily, in that moment where there is less fear. Litany for Survival by Audre Lorde. For those of us who live at the shoreline, standing upon the constant edges of decision, crucial and alone. For those of us who cannot indulge the passing dreams of choice, who live in doorways coming and going, in the hours between dawns, looking inward and outward, at once before and after, seeking a now that can breed futures. Like bread in our children's mouths, so their dreams will not reflect the death of ours. For those of us who are imprinted with fear, like a faint line in the center of our foreheads, learning to be afraid with our mother's milk, for by this weapon, this illusion of some safety to be found, the heavy-footed hoped to silence us. For all of us, this instant and this triumph, we were never meant to survive. And when the sun rises, we are afraid. It may not remain. When the sun sets, we are afraid. It may not rise in the morning. When our stomachs are full, we are afraid of indigestion. When our stomachs are empty, we are afraid we may never eat again. When we are loved, we are afraid love will vanish. When we are alone, we are afraid love will never return. And when we speak, we are afraid our words will not be heard, nor welcomed. But when we are silent, we are still afraid. So it is better to speak, remembering we were never meant to survive.
A Litany for Survival by Audre Lorde appears in the book The Black Unicorn, published by W.W. Norton & Company. Find a link to the book, as well as a link to the DJ Reka music played throughout this episode, at interestingpeoplereadingpoetry.com. Interesting People Reading Poetry is an independent podcast, co-created by me and my brother Andy Sturmer, who also composes our music. If you like the show, you can really help us out by subscribing on iTunes or Stitcher and leaving a review. Inspired by something you heard in this episode, write a haiku and text it to the Haiku Hotline at 612-440-0643 or call and read it after the beep. We'll feature our favorites on our social media feeds. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Haiku Hotline. Thanks so much for listening.
I wanted to hear a haiku, not say one. I wanted to listen to one.